From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Now, a closer look at the latest fundraising numbers for the Republican presidential candidates. Mitt Romney brought in the most last month, but his fundraising prowess may not be as strong as it appears in the long run. As NPR's Peter Overby explains, the Romney campaign is unusually reliant on big donors and weak on small ones.
In one sense, big donors are great. It's a lot cheaper and quicker to raise $2,500 from one person than to get $10 from 250 people. There's a catch. $2,500 is the legal limit. Once that donor maxes out, you need to find another donor. And that's how the Romney campaign has been raising money.
I don't see it as a problem at all.
This is Fred Malik. He's one of the GOP's longtime Washington strategists, and now he's a bundler of contributions for Romney. He says, of course you ask a big donor to keep helping.
Well, it's a very simple thing. I said, look, if you're enthusiastic enough to give, do you have friends and neighbors and other people who share that point of view?
Malik says the new bundlers have been enthusiastic and eager. But the reliance on those maxed out big donors is an issue, says Michael Malbin, director of the Campaign Finance Institute. That group found that Romney gets 66% of his contributions from maxed out donors. That's more than anyone else who has run for president since 2003. At the other end of the spectrum, an NPR analysis finds that Romney lags all of the other candidates currently in the race in raising small donor cash. Just 10% of his money comes from people giving $200 or less. And yet, it's also true that Romney's fundraising base is more stable than anyone else's. Dan Morgan is a conservative fundraising consultant who's not working for any of the presidential campaigns.
You know, when Cain had his problems, money dried up. Gingrich had his problems, money's dried up.
So, while Romney's rivals are on a roller coaster, he stopped in Washington earlier this month for a $10,000 a person event with lobbyists. And last week, he spent a morning at a New York City law firm. He oversaw a campaign telethon with such rainmakers as developer Donald Trump and New York Jets owner Woody Johnson. One longtime Republican fundraising consultant, Nancy Bosker, says Romney's operation is good, but could get better.
While he's certainly fortunate to have such an amazing base of major donors, he does need to focus on more traditional fundraising.
And that focus will come, Bosker says, if former Senator Rick Santorum keeps gaining momentum. She says Santorum's hard conservative line on women's health issues will likely mobilize moderate Republican women who've been sitting out the campaign.
And women tend to be more small and medium donors.
And Romney has a financial firewall that's already in place, what one consultant calls supplemental income. It's the Super PAC, Restore Our Future, that operates alongside the campaign. Super PAC money isn't subject to the contribution limits. In fact, a new analysis by the Center for Responsive Politics shows that last year, many Romney donors maxed out to the campaign and gave even more, much more, to the Super PAC. Sheila Krumholz is director of the Center for Responsive Politics.
It's almost a kind of pit stop on the way to give huge sums to the Super PAC.
The study shows that 172 Romney donors gave the campaign a total of $444,000, and they gave the Super PAC $16.5 million.
Even though the Super PAC may be technically unaffiliated with the candidate's campaign, the donors certainly are tying the two together.
And so are the politicians. For Romney, the success of the Super PAC so far seems to be making up for any slowdowns in his campaign fundraising. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.